Taiwan's struggle to be seen and heard in the international community is well documented. In this week's edition of Taiwan Talk, we speak to German director Stefan Kegi, whose experiences in that sphere inspired him to turn Taiwan's diplomatic struggles into a theater production called This Is Not an Embassy, Made in Taiwan.
Been coming to and going to Taiwan already since 10 years now, every now and then. I really appreciate this this version of Asia in a very very multiple tones are very present in this society. Creativity, I think, is very advanced. And one of these tours that brought me to Taiwan, or I think it was a workshop I gave back then in the National Theatre, I got this contact. I got an email from the Swiss Office of Trade, and I was wondering, why is it, what is that? I don't do trade normally. And then they explained to me that they're kind of the embassy. And I was, oh, okay, actually the country I'm from cannot have a real embassy in this country. And then I started to more and more get involved in this very particular creativity that Taiwanese have developed in having a kind of diplomacy going on that needs to take other paths, as most countries in the world don't recognize Taiwan as a country.
Can you tell me about the protagonists? And since so much of this appears to be iterations of the personal experience, how much of this is improv and how much of this is scripted?
Almost everything is scripted, because we work together on something that also then needs to be subtitled anyway. And working in this particular project was often very much like a diplomatic negotiation all along the process, because the three protagonists, they are a former diplomat who has been working for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs 37 years of his life in various countries around the globe. We have an NGO worker who is the founder of the Digital Diplomacy Agency, a startup that she set up to give Taiwan a different visibility, especially in social media. And then there is Debbie Wang, who is not only a musician, but also came to our interview because she wanted to talk about her father, who had recently passed away. And he set up over the course of the last decade, well, the biggest exporter for bubble tea products that fuel all these little bubble tea shops that have grown like mushrooms around the world in the time when embassies have disappeared more and more from that world.
Okay, you mentioned that preparing the script was very much like a diplomatic process. Can you give us an example of what you mean by that?
We start kind of with an interview situation, but then quite soon I'll start drafting something that could potentially be said on stage, and I hand it back to my protagonist. The person will start reading and immediately say, no, it's just not, I told you this yesterday, but I don't want to say this on stage. And I ask, but how could you maybe say it in a different way? And then he will maybe say, yeah, such negotiations are part of what we do. But then obviously we create also with other things than words. We play with visuals, with pictures, with projections, with cameras, with gestures, with audience interactions, with music, etc.
Given that there's so many moving parts to this particular production, would you say that it's a different theatrical experience every time you stage it? Because I understand you've taken this production on the road. You've already been to several cities in Europe. You're planning to go to more cities, and you're also planning to come back to Asia and stage it a few more times.
So This Is Not an Embassy is the title of this show in English. It changes the title to start with. In German, it's called Dies ist keine Botschaft. In French, Ceci n'est pas une ambassade. Outside of Taiwan, it has the subtitle Made in Taiwan. And we have the biographical stories of these three. But what they do is set up an embassy, as I said, in the host country. So we change a lot of the script according to the host country that has its own reasons why they officially wouldn't want to set up an embassy of Taiwan or Republic of China. The name has to be discussed as well. That's also part of our script. In Switzerland, it's a different story. The country has always tried to be neutral. So we, the script changes about that. They have joined the United Nations much later than other countries. They had an embassy, actually, of Republic of China in the 40s for some years, what Germany never had. Austria has a different relationship. We're just starting to research into what France and Spain will bring on stage. And there are also props, actually, like the national flag of the host country that change. There are some cutouts, these little 2D pop-up scenographies that we use a lot in the play. They're changing some of them according to the place, but the protagonists, they stay the same.
What do you want your audiences to take away when they watch This Is Not an Embassy?
It's really two different things, I think, outside of the country of Taiwan and then inside in Taiwan. We did the premiere in Berlin in end of January and then brought it to Austria and Switzerland first before coming to Taiwan, because setting up an embassy is something you do abroad. And so it is for the German audience or European audience, it's first of all really a piece about their relationship to this very small country that they might not know much about, which they get to know more and more during the play while they're getting to know the protagonists, but also their relationship to mainland China, their Confucius Institutes, for example, the university is hardly brainwashed by the financiers that are with mainland China. It's really a piece where they look a little bit at their own country as well from the Taiwanese point of view, while in the Taiwanese version, which we opened in Taipei, starting from this, what we already had abroad, I feel, first of all, really a self-reflection about the country through, again, the eyes of people that look at it from far away, or presenting it to people that are somehow from far away, although these people were not even in the room. So it's a lot, I think, about what are the tokens, the symbols that represent this nation, which flag, which hymn, which anthem, which symbols, and then which past do we, which history do we write about Taiwan, what made Taiwan grow or become a democracy or important or survive. These are subject to debate among the cast that has very different opinions about these topics. It's really a piece where I had to listen a lot. So I really depended a lot on the feedbacks of all the artistic team from both sides, from Taiwan, obviously, but also from different countries in Europe, from different disciplines. And most of all, I needed to develop it together with my protagonists, who are, in the end, the storytellers of this piece. And I could just help them to edit, frame, and kind of seduce the audience to listen to them and to interact with them in the theater space. There are a lot of things you could do wrong, and I might have done a lot of them, but I think what kind of happened in our team is that the people on stage, in the end, they negotiated so much because they knew in the end it's them who will defend what they will say on stage. And so this also protected us all from this being a piece really by a European man that gives his opinion about that country. That's really not what is happening in this piece. In this piece, we see three very, very empowered people stand on stage and defend what in the end they want to defend with techniques I might have helped them to develop together with our artistic team.
You were listening to German director Stefan Kagi. You can catch this episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download your podcasts. I'm Hope Go. Thank you for tuning in.